Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving.
One day till Thanksgiving and I'm slacking already.
Yeah, how so? Sounds great.
Well, I didn't have your mic on. I was just like, I'm over here. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why you couldn't hear yourself. All you heard was the music.
I was wondering why I kept reaching down and turning the headset up thing. I just thought my headsets were screwed up. I've literally broke like five of these pair. People are like, why do you buy those cheap Sony headphones? I'm like, well, the chair is right by it.
Right.
Like, you turn your chair and all of a sudden it's broken off, like the connector, which are gold. These little connectors are gold. Like, everybody cherishes these things around here because they're so hard to find.
Oh, yeah. I mean, headphones are so hard for, like, these are not normal headphones, folks. Yeah.
Bottom line is, who cares, JT? It's one day till Thanksgiving. What did I say yesterday? It's going to be about 50% less workforce, if not more than that.
Yeah, and you could tell when we've pulled in when only two of us. There's two cars, which means me and you, baby, are the only ones in the studio.
That's right. But yeah, I'm alive and awake. This is fun. We're one day away from the holidays. This is where, JT, and people are starting to buzz about it a little bit. At least people in my circles, or probably your circles too, the sports circles. You know, you start talking about sports. And by the way, just everywhere you look, Alex Gould, right here from 96.5. He and Cody were down at the Argosy last night. It was the new sports book they're putting out. And I'm sitting there trying to watch the weather and stuff before you go to bed. There's Alex Gold talking about the casino coming to Argosy on December 1st. That is how close we are to legalized gambling in the state of Missouri. And this sports book was crazy, man. There was TVs all over the place. Bar, restaurant there, everything. It looks like so much fun. Not that you can't go to Kansas and do this stuff anyway. We've been out to Hollywood Casino, had a great time out there. But have you ever sat in a sports book, JT?
I actually have not.
Because that is a place to consume games, man. That is a great place to consume games.
It looks great, though, what Cody. Yeah. Because Alex had it on his Instagram story.
So you just place your bets there at the kiosk, sit down, have a beer.
I wonder how many people if legalized betting was happening in Missouri on Sunday, how many people would have live bet the Chiefs when they were down by 11?
Oh, I'm sure a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a couple days that I can't miss. Obviously, NFL opening day, or any NFL Sunday, to be honest with you. College football Saturdays and NCAA tournament first round.
I was about to say, March Madness first round is so good.
Oh, yeah, TV's everywhere. You got every game. Not that you can't sit and watch every game is it anyway, but putting wagers on them. Or, you know what? If you don't want to play this, you can play the home game. You can sit there with your phone on different apps, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever you want, Circa, and make bets on the bets. But anyway, this is a big sports weekend, JT, because you have Chiefs tomorrow. Not only just Chiefs, this is a great NFL day tomorrow. I wasn't looking forward to the Jags-Ravens, to be honest with you. It looked like a crap game earlier in the year when Burrow goes down. The Ravens are 1-5.
You mean Ravens and Bengals?
Ravens and Bengals. What did I say?
Jags and...
Oh, I meant Ravens and Bengals. Well, so Burrow goes down. The Ravens were in the tank. They're 1-5. And you knew at that point the Green Bay-Detroit little rematch from week one was going to be fun. And then you saw the Chiefs and Cowboys, and you're like, all right, this is going to be fun. And the Cowboys, you know, were kind of bad at the beginning. Not bad. They were, their defense was horrible at the beginning of the year. They started getting better. And they had that 21-point comeback yesterday or last weekend. And then the Chiefs, big game against the Colts. And all of a sudden that game, it was going to be big anyway for people in Kansas City watching the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. But all of a sudden, you know, they're believing in them. Chiefs are believing in them, of course. The two fan bases believe that's going to be a fun game. But Ravens-Bengals becomes fun now, JT, because the Bengals just took over first. They're one of five teams to come back from 1-5, and they sit there playing
Joe Burrow. You mean Ravens?
Or the Ravens. What did I keep saying?
You said Bengals. God. You said the Bengals are sitting there
the Ravens.
First. Yeah, you're so amped up for this week.
Oh, I'm pumped up, man. So
you're going Ravens-Bengals. Over.
But regardless, going to watch it. And then Friday and Saturday is going to be fun in college football.
Oh, just the Lane Kiffin show is going to be great.
It's going to be great. And you and I are going to be doing, we're calling Friday football shows. Black Friday football.
Yeah, it's not Cody and Gold. It's whatever.
Mac and Drew are starting it off at 8 in the morning. So it's not the typical 6 in the morning. It's a special thing. It's starting at 8 o'clock. Goes through CDOT. CDOT's going through 5. So 3-hour increments, but it's all about football. It'll be Chiefs reaction, obviously, to the Dallas Cowboys. Other reactions from other games on Thanksgiving, and then
do you think
college
Mac,
football.
Do you think Mac's going to go Black Friday shopping before he comes in since he gets up so early as it is?
He can. Have you ever done that, by the way?
I did it when I was younger, yeah, because I wanted video games from Walmart. And me and my brother, we would go, because they would actually do it Thursday nights. And so we would get there after we ate, and we would pull up our phones and watch the game that night and then sit right in front of the games, because the games were like $20 at that point. And we were one of them, like Madden, NCAA, Call of Duty, those games were right there at Walmart. We would just sit in line and get them first come, first serve.
And that's the day when you could watch TV on your phones. Imagine back in the day, JT.
Where you couldn't do it, yeah.
You couldn't
radio,
do this stuff.
It was radioing.
And it became a bigger deal. I mean, I saw this whole thing, JT. You know, you grow up, you know, I'm obviously older than you, but just different things happen. Well, just different things happen. Like Black Friday became a big deal, and all of a sudden stores would open on midnight. They'd open on midnight on Thanksgiving, right? And that was a big deal. And people wait in line to get in at midnight. Then all of a sudden, they start opening up earlier, sometimes afternoon, which is dumb on Thanksgiving. And now, of course, they don't. I don't think many of them do.
People said the Black Friday ads for like Target and Walmart have already started. And I'm like, well, then I'm screwed.
Well, when do they open? Are they open Thanksgiving?
Well, because it's online. So Black Friday online started Monday. I'm like, what?
Well, I know Amazon's doing that too and everything. But here's the thing.
But isn't Cyber Monday still a thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I think everything's a thing. They just want to sell stuff.
That's true.
But bottom line, it was a big deal because it was one day, right? So you had to do it. And people would go wait in line. Like, they'd leave their Thanksgiving, like their little Thanksgiving gatherings, right? Instead of the kids going off to the movies or whatever, they'd go sit in the parking lot for hours to be the first to get said gift at a good price. Which, to be honest with you, on the outside, it looks stupid as hell that people are willing to lose family time doing something like this. You know how much easier it is now just getting on your phone and just ordering stuff? You would think the stores wouldn't be busy because of all the online, but they find a way to be busy, to be honest with you. I've done it one time. One time. Black Friday, we used to go down to St. Louis because it was Missouri State High School football state title games. Saw your Ray Peck Panthers a couple times down there.
That's right. That's right.
We call those games. Yeah. So, what, 3 in a row for them?
They went two in a row.
But didn't they go to 3 in a row, though? They lost one of them?
No, they only won one. They won one. They went to 2 in a row.
It was Tom Cruise, the head coach, right?
Yep.
Again.
Tom Cruise and then the one that won it was Sean Martin.
Spelled differently, Tom Cruise.
Yep.
But anyway, so I'd go down there. There was back in the day, there was like a GPS or something back before, you know, phones had it and all that. It was like a Garmin thing. It was one item. It was like Sam's Club or something. I went and got it, and it was the easiest thing I'd ever done. I never really waited in line or anything. I just showed up, you know, a couple hours before. I think it was in the morning, like 8 or 9 o'clock, went and got it done and went. But I always hated seeing people leave on Thanksgiving, you know, from their family and friends to go wait in the damn parking lot all night. You know, screw it. It's an extra $10 or whatever. I know money's tight, but is it worth your time sitting in the damn parking lot all night long? Regardless, JT, there's a few other things last night that were interesting and maddening all at the same time. College football playoff ranking shows, that was number 4. They have 6 of them, right? That was number 4. And even their Twitter account, College Football Playoffs, the official thing, kept saying 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock for the college football rankings. And keep in mind, there's a bunch of invested fan bases on who's in the playoffs or not, where you're seated, you getting a home game or not. Old Miss, what are they going to do with Old Miss? Thinking about the whole Lane Kiffin situation. Is Miami going to be ahead of Notre Dame? They played head-to-head. What's going to go on? But all these fan bases interest, and just college football fans, since this playoffs, college football, the college football ratings are out of this world. Yeah, we may have struggles with KU, K-State, and Missouri at times this year, and we'll get the local football. But nationally, people love college football. Here's the thing, JT. So I know you like college basketball, and I know you like watching the Missouri Tigers. But do you watch it now, or do you kind of just like, you know, doesn't have my attention until football's done?
So right now it doesn't have my attention because they're playing most of their buy-in games. Like last night it was on like as background noise. I didn't even have it unmuted. I was watching, like I said, like I told you last night, I was watching a basketball game, but I fell asleep and woke up and it was 2:30 in the morning. So yeah.
Hey, the text line reminds me it was 3 in a row. I thought it was 3 in a row.
For Ray Peck?
Yeah, I thought it was 3 in a row. 04, 05, and 06.
Oh, way back then, yes. Yes. I was thinking recently they were at – Oh, yeah. Recently they went 2019 and 2020.
You go back – what was it, Carson Kaufman, their quarterback?
Yeah.
He's one of the
Chase Kaufman was there.
Yeah, Chase Kaufman's brother. Yep. Yeah. So back in the day.
Way back in the day.
I understand that's back in the day.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
that was
good.
My bad.
It's good. I forget how old you are sometimes, like how old people are. But the bottom line is, JT, they were going to have the college football playoff rankings, right? And then all of a sudden, it gets to 6 o'clock. You put on ESPN and they'll watch them. There's 10 minutes left in a Maui Classic game between USC and Seton Hall.
Well, you know that's going to take a forever time.
Yeah, 10 minutes of college basketball, you might as well pack a sleeping bag and a lunch and some dinner because guess what? You're going to be there for a while. College basketball sucks at the end of games. It does. Like that last minute took like 20 minutes. The fouling, the timeouts. I mean, it's just, they got to find a way to shorten that up. Because I like college basketball and stuff, but some of these games suck. Especially, you're sitting there watching USC Seton Hall, something I probably would have never watched had I not been watching for college football playoffs. So I was just curious what people were saying. People are melting down. Even the college football playoffs put out a quote on Twitter, like, patiently waiting, patiently waiting, patiently waiting. And the thing is this. We're in 2025. And I understand these blocks for TV games. The NFL does it right. Noon games, hey, and they stagger start them. There's a big game at 3 o'clock. They'll start at 3:25, whatever. The Chiefs and Broncos would kick off at 3:25. So they stagger there for 20-so minutes to get those games over with. But for the most part, the NFL's got it down to where they're 3-hour games, and that's the windows. College football windows, man, you better leave it cracked open. And that's why a lot of these kickoffs, and they have the autonomy to do it. They'll say they kick Missouri games now kicking off 20 minutes later. You've seen that all the time, right? Big games to get the television audience because the television ratings are crazy. So ESPN, we're sitting here waiting for this. And maybe they wanted ratings for the USC Seton Hall game. I don't know, Maui Classic. But all these fans are waiting for this. And I get their pain. Like, if you're dying to see if you're in or out or if you're first two out, and they're making you wait. This was such a joke. This is 2025, and you're waiting on a USC Seton Hall game. And it kept dragging on and on. And usually what ESPN does, if there's a big delay or something, it'll say, you can catch the game on ESPN News. You've seen those little things at the bottom. You can catch the beginning of the game on ESPNU.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go to ESPNU. Go to ESPN2. We'll have the game. Yeah.
Or ESPN News. Because they got a million channels. ESPN's got a million channels. Clearly, you know, when that YouTube fight with ESPN, but this is how big of a joke ESPN was last night. For somebody that's a worldwide leader, something as big as the college football playoffs, something as billions of dollars are at stake in college football. Fans around the nation are sitting around, not for 5 minutes, not for 10 minutes, 50 minutes delayed for that to come on. Easily could have done this. Hey, turn to ESPNU. They should have just started that way. If you're having Maui Classics, hey, we're going to put the college football playoffs on ESPNU or ESPN News or ESPN2, ESPN8, whatever the hell you want to do, or the app. Like, we're going to have it on the app, and we'll have it just, all everybody just wanted to see the rankings. Like, put them out. But that was a sad state of affairs in 2025. You have millions of people waiting for a stupid basketball game between USC and Seton Hall. And it almost went to overtime. They would have had to done something like, hey, catch it over on ESPNU. I don't know if you saw that, but it drove me nuts last night. Yeah, I'm sure Drew that's coming in here at 10 with Logan. I was texting back and forth with Drew. Obviously, he's a big college football fan too. But just silly things like that, you know. Let's see the rankings.
You're like eager to get to know what's happening, and they're like, hey, we're going to finish this USC game real quick.
Well, yeah, but think about the fan bases. Imagine if Missouri was like the first team out of here. You're curious about Missouri, the home game or not. What's the committee think of Missouri, the Ole Miss thing? There are fan bases literally sitting there waiting and sweating out USC and Seton Hall to get the hell over. And I'm like, dude, you've got like eight channels. It's not like there's just one ESPN. There's a million of those things. It drove me crazy. Coming up next, though, fill you in on the Chiefs injury report. Remember yesterday it was the estimated report, even though they did a walkthrough, but they put down if guys would have been limited or not, the status of Rasheed Rice, Trey Smith, and others. I'll fill you in next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Bigley, JT Noah producing the operation. JT and I back on a Friday for a little special football roundup. Chiefs and Cowboys, of course, on Thursday. We'll be there on Friday. We'll be doing a show right during the middle of the Egg Bowl, the Lane Kiffin decision. And by the way, looks like Eli Drinkwitz is going to be staying at Missouri, and the board of curators is going to come out with a huge contract extension for Eli later today.
We love it. We love it. We love it. I did.
Keeping their guy.
I did understand the fans that said he needed to go. I said he needs to stay. He stays around. I'm telling you, he's a great recruiter. He wins the games he should. He hasn't got over the hump, but he is close to doing it. And people forget, in 2023, if the playoffs were expanded, they would have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, 2 years ago they would have been in. Right, where they played that Ohio State, the Cotton Bowl.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, in 23. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 23 they'd have been in. But, yeah, so he can recruit, we know this. The comments he made a couple weeks ago, you know, when he's talking about, you know, how do we value it, getting to the playoffs, just having a good season? When he said that, I was like, there's some fan bases that are going to cool on that. So maybe he's doing that just, you know, I'll stay at Missouri, plant that flag. I'm just saying there's, what, 11 jobs open now? Because Eric Morris was taking the Oklahoma State job, which I think that's a great hire for them.
Yeah.
That's someone Missouri was talking about.
I think that's what also made this kind of move a little more intimate was, hey, he's left. That was the guy we thought maybe we could take if Eli left. Let's secure Eli back up.
Well, he's a quarterback guy. He recruited John Materi, recruited Patrick Mahomes. He's done a lot of quarterback work in the past. But so 11 jobs open now with that. So a bunch of jobs. I mean, the jobs are going to be thin. There's only so many John Summeralls that can go around Tulane that can take jobs.
Yeah, and we don't know what Arkansas is doing.
They don't.
They questionable.
Well, we know their athletic directors on the college football playoff committee making 6-7 jokes, which I'll get to in a little bit. Speaking of the college football ranking show, that was an hour late, basically. So the injury report goes out yesterday, JT. You know, we're kind of worried. All right, what's going to be the status of Rasheed Rice? We know Trey Smith's banged up. He didn't practice. He won't play in this game. High ankle sprain and low ankle sprain. Noah Gray didn't practice with the concussion. But I was curious about Rasheed Rice, because if you notice the hamstring issue with Rasheed Rice during the game, they pulled him out. He wanted to get back in. I mean, credit, 100% credit this guy's toughness. He wanted to get back in that game. And they held him out for a couple plays, then he got back in. and then he made plays. I mean, he was insanely good, and the Chiefs needed him in this game. He was very important to the Chiefs beating the Colts. But he would catch the ball and go down. And so on the outset, it looks like, okay, he's just protecting the football. Doesn't want to fumble. And I get that. You don't want to be the guy that fumbles in a really crucial game for the 2025 Chiefs season. But he's probably protecting that hamstring as well. So he was limited practice yesterday. So it did show up on the injury report. That did linger over. Limited practice yesterday, even though it was just a walkthrough, or 2 days ago, there was a walkthrough. But yesterday, he was a full participant. He was FP. Nothing better than seeing the word FP next to the name. Didn't practice was Noah Gray and Trey Smith, as I mentioned. Limited practice was Chris Roland Wallace as well, but everybody else, a full participant. And Mahomes, with his growing injury, he's going to play. It's Dallas, Texas. You knew damn well that wasn't going to be an issue, but they got to report these things. But as far as Dallas is concerned, George Pickens, now a limited participant. Remember, did not practice the other day. Did you see the quarterback rating from Dak Prescott?
I did not.
He's targeting George Pickens. 134.3.
Well, you know it's going to be good because George goes up there and gets those balls. I mean, that one catch he made over two defenders on Sunday was insane.
He's been insanely good. And
he's been better than CD.
CD's a great player and stuff. But damn, does he have a case of the drops, man. Those drops get CeeDee Lamb all it, and he's a great player. But damn if he doesn't drop these balls all the time. It's very frustrating, especially if you're a Cowboys fan. It's frustrating how many times he drops the football.
Yeah, and you wonder why they went out and got George Pickens. Everyone's like, well, why do you need George Pickens? He's not going to be happy being behind CD. Well, maybe it's because they thought George Pickens could handle having a larger load than what CD is because CD keeps dropping the balls.
100%. There was something I was thinking about. I remember Friday night we talked about some myth. We played Mythbusters, right?
Yeah, we did.
And one of the myths was what Sean Payton said, right?
When he was walking off at halftime.
Yeah. And last night, I was like, why didn't we talk about this yesterday? I was thinking about, why didn't we talk about this yesterday? Remember Sean Payton from the Broncos game before halftime, what he said about the Chiefs?
Yeah, hey, they're just the first half team.
Yeah, first half team. This is what he said.
We've done a good job. Obviously, there's a certain way a game's going to unfold. And this is to our advantage, we think. Offensively, we'll pick it up here. We converted some third downs. We had good field position with the return game. But the team we're playing is more of a first half team. I like the way our defense is playing. That's a key matchup.
So I was thinking about that because that kind of became a storyline, right? Right after that Broncos game. Are the Chiefs a first half team or not? And you and I played Mythbusters. And we looked at the Washington game. Chiefs scored 7 points in the first half. That was it. They scored 21 in the second half. The Ravens game, the Lions game, you go up and down the board. 7 out of 10 games, the Chiefs scored more points in the second half than the first half. So we played Mythbusters, myth or fact. Sean Payton Ryder is just peacocking. And it looked good for him. But the Chiefs actually outscored the Broncos in the second half, to be honest with you, in that game. I wonder what Payton thought about the Chiefs-Colts game. I wonder what Payton thought, because the Chiefs were a second-half team in that game. Is that good? Was he right about the first? You and I don't think he was right at all because he actually scored more in the second half. But did they flip that switch? Did they flip the switch saying, hey, we need to get back to who we are. Let's go back and close games out. So in that essence, they did play different than they have before. But I did think of Sean Payton when he's like, it's first half team. And that's good because the Chiefs got past that notion of being a first half team. And this is play to the end of the game, Kansas City Chiefs, that the Colts ran into.
Yeah, I would say the Chiefs are more of a second-half team. They stink in the first half. So
I think so, too. I think so, too. And I just think things haven't gone their direction in the second half. But clearly, they've scored more games in the second half than the first. But the Colts game was all about the second half.
It wasn't even really about the second half. It was about the fourth quarter. I mean, that's when the Chiefs actually started playing their style of football. But I don't like playing the second half like we do. It feels like we're always playing catch up, and you never want to play catch up when you're playing really good teams. Now, obviously, it worked against the Colts, but who's to say it'll work against the Chargers or Broncos come down the line when you're about to finish the season?
I mean, it's what they are. It's what we're used to seeing. You know, it kind of all started with those playoffs back in 19. Remember, down 24 points.
Oh, 24. We just gave the Texans 24 points.
They were down double digits every single game that postseason, including the Super Bowl against the Niners. But they had a way just to come back. They throttled the Texans. Remember, it was down 24-0. They came back and just throttled them. They beat the hell out of them. Even being down 24-0, spotting the Texans. And I remember sitting here, JT, is before you were with me for a postgame and the text line. Oh, the Chiefs suck. They need to hire a new coach. Got to get a new GM. I mean, you should have seen all the flooded calls when it was 24-0. And then the Chiefs win. And so at that point, JT, you kind of knew who and what the Chiefs were. And especially throughout that postseason, you knew who and what the Kansas City Chiefs were. And what they were was a team that did come back. They'll spot you points, but it didn't matter. And for many years, 22, 23, the Chiefs would be down 10 points early. And it's one of those things where you look at it and say, man, can the Chiefs just get on the board first? Can they score early on and let it be? I mean, the perfect remedy is what they like to do, defer to the second half. You put the other team out there, you get a nice three and out. You feel comfortable. You get the offense, Patrick Mahomes going out there. Defense did their part. And then you try to score at the end of the first half. It's like playing Madden. You score at the end of the first half, then boom, you have halftime. Then you get the ball back. And the most frustrating thing in the world is when you have three and out right after halftime. Because that was the reason for deferring till the second half, because the defense does their part, gives you the ball back. But so many of these games came down to the end, and you waited for that moment. And I don't think Sean Payton's 100% wrong. I mean, I understand what he's saying. I mean, clearly he's got to readjust what he says now because the Chiefs clearly played better in the second half. It's not something he's probably going to say at the halftime of the Christmas night game between the Kansas City Chiefs because they proved they're good. But that was a big moment for them to actually be good in the fourth quarter, be good down the stretch, be good in overtime, get that team confidence that at the end of the game is that going to happen because they're going to be tested with Dallas. Listen, I got to tell the tape here between the two teams. Dallas's offense is no joke. Honestly, it's just as good as that Colts offense, and I'd say it's probably even better.
They're way more explosive on that Dallas offense.
They play better teams.
Right. Well, they also are more explosive. They got a quarterback that you actually can trust. I wouldn't say trust, but he's more scary than Daniel Jones, who can push the ball down the field, and they have two wide receivers, occasionally two wide receivers that can go up and get it. One for sure in George Pickens. The other is CeeDee Lamb, who can make a short pass into a long run.
Did you see all the tweets that were out from Patrick Mahomes back in 2016 when he was at Tech? Talking about Dak. Like, Mahomes is a big Dak fan. Dak's rookie year is 2016. I was talking, did you see Dak do this?
I mean, he was a Cowboys fan growing up. Come on.
He was, but that shows you that love between that and Dak. And believe it or not, the fan base actually likes him in Dallas compared to other cities.
Well, I mean, did you see I don't know if you saw this, but Philly fans were going nuts on their radio station saying that they maybe want to have Dak over Jalen Hurts. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have?
With that offense, that scheme, Dak's having a great year. I give you that. But I'd stay with Jalen Hurts because
right. That
is what their offense
exactly.
is.
I think Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's a proven winner. Dak hasn't – nothing against Dak. Dak hasn't won nothing. So I would take Jalen Hurts over Dak right now.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts fits what they do. And Jalen Hurts always fighting is he viable quarterback or not? We do the hierarchy for quarterbacks in the NFL. Jalen Hurts doesn't get mentioned very often. This guy was 26-2 at Alabama before Tua took his job at halftime of a national title game against Georgia. He goes off to Oklahoma and has a great year. And all he's done for Philadelphia is gone to two Super Bowls, won one of them, real close to winning the other one, 57 against the Chiefs, which he would have been MVP in. So he's already got
He did have a costly fumble.
He did. But I think he still gets MVP because he had a great game.
Well, I still thought Nick Bolton could have had an argument for MVP if he had a
He would have been. Nick Bolton
if he had that
MVP.
Second scoop and score, 100%, oh, yeah.
100%. But what I'm saying is he could have two Super Bowl MVPs, two Super Bowl titles at 26 years old. Yeah, I get it. He's not doing things people want. But when he does and goes out there, you look at his numbers, they're not as bad as you think.
Right. And I believe that Jalen Hurts, I get it. He has a lot of weapons around him, you could say.
He didn't use them. He didn't even use A.J. Brown.
Right. They also, Saquon hasn't had a really good year this year, especially compared to last year. They have proven to be winners, and I get how Philly fans could be upset after Sunday. But, I mean, losses like that happen from time to time in the NFL. Blowing a 21-point lead is not great, especially when it's against a rival in the Cowboys. But like saying, "Oh, I would rather have Dak over Jalen," after Jalen just won you a Super Bowl, is insane.
Here's his numbers this year: 2,284 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, one interception. So a 17-1 ratio throwing the football. And oh, by the way, he's got 8 touchdowns running the football and right at 300 yards, 2 yards shy of 300 yards. Sorry, but that's serviceable. And his team's got 8 wins. I don't know what the hell happened against Dallas. That's that defense, too. They get off to 21-point lead, and obviously that defense. I get it. He's not going to put up eye-popping numbers. The bottom line is, though, he keeps winning, and there's some value in that.
He also has a weird coach, Nick Sirianni.
He does. And nobody likes Nick Sirianni. Not even Nick Sirianni likes himself. But the bottom line is, he's so strong. Like, he squats over 600 pounds, Jalen Hurts does. He's like,
oh, yeah, dude, he's so
he's like the perfect quarterback for that tush-push. It's aggravating as hell, but they're perfect at what they do with it. He's like the perfect quarterback to do it because he's so tough. But regardless, he never gets mentioned in that hierarchy. But Dak Prescott's having a great year. No question about it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dak's having a really good year, and they would be in a such better spot if they had a better defense in the first half of the season.
Well, Jerry Jones has certainly put the money forward. I know the Micah Parsons thing when he got traded to Green Bay. I'm telling you, man, going out and getting Quinton Williams, that was a big move for him.
That was
a move they had to make.
I think the trade worked for both parties, as in the Packers and Cowboys, because the Cowboys, like they said, they needed more run defense on the defensive line, and Micah Parsons is not a run defender. He's a pass rusher. And so they traded him away, and they used one of their picks to move up – well, not move up, but move it to get Quinton Williams, and Quinton Williams showed off in the first game.
And the one thing we have, too, JT, is the fact Dallas is now number one offense. They're 387 yards a game. Well, what's the Colts? But the Chiefs kind of stopped that with, 18 yards, 1 yard rushing in the fourth quarter, and Dallas goes right past them as the number one offense in the NFL. So the Chiefs do have experience playing the top offense. Matter of fact, once they play Dallas, they're number one. They just played the Colts, number two. The Buffalo Bills, number three. Detroit Lions, number four. So they will have played all top four offenses in the NFL. Obviously, they lost to the Bills, but they beat the Colts and they beat the Lions. So two out of three of these top offenses they beat, they have a chance at number one tomorrow.
I would say the Cowboys are harder to defend just because of the pass game. What is Spags going to take away? Is he going to take away George Pickens and maybe let CD be one-on-one? Or what's he going to take away?
I think Pickens will get their main attention, like in safety help.
Right.
CD, you're going to hope he has the case of the drop still, because he does.
Right.
And you're going to hope he's at a casino the night before.
Yeah. Because the Colts was easier to digest. Okay, hey, we got to take Jonathan Taylor, let Daniel Jones beat us. Are they going to say, hey, we'll let you run the ball on us, like they kind of did with Buffalo. We'll let you run the ball on us and see what happens there with Javonte Williams. It's going to be interesting to see what Spags dials up. But whatever the case is, you cannot let Dak just sit back there and count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Because CD or George Pickens is going to find a way to get open.
Where would you put him as far as the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Okay.
Just say NFC.
Oh, in the NFC?
Just to make it
I feel like he's been...
Because the AFC will have Mahomes and
right.
Allen
I think
and
he's
Jackson.
Been, he's been... He's got a lot of hate because of what team he plays for. I think right now he's probably fourth. Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking.
So you got, Stafford won.
Right, Stafford won. You got Hurts up there. Okay, now I got to see. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. You got Hurts.
Goff.
I would put Goff above him. And then I think it goes. I would think it would go to him. Oh, Baker. I would put Baker above him.
I think Baker earlier on, but those injuries are starting to mount up.
Well, right.
To be fair, the injuries to him and the team, his teammates, the receivers, yeah. Someone to throw it to. And it's affected him, too, because he was cruising
with MVP
numbers.
I think those two could flip,
numbers.
Honestly. You could flip either or, and I wouldn't be upset, but I would take Baker. I like Baker's mentality.
I like Baker Mayfield.
So I think it would go like that, and then you got Dak right there. I'm trying to think, because you ain't going to take – I'm not taking Sam Darnold over him. I wouldn't take Jordan Love over him. I would take Dak over Jordan Love. Obviously not JJ. Caleb Williams, no. Yeah. I think I'm sitting right there with him at five.
Fair. Dak Prescott is, 15th in MVP odds. One is Stafford, minus 215. He's the only one minus this DraftKings. Drake May's number two, plus 200. Jonathan Taylor's number three, plus 1,800. Josh Allen's number four, plus 2,200. Mahomes? That's your top five plus 2,500. Then it's JSN for
what
Seattle.
What a stud he's been to this year.
Oh, dude's a stud. Then Sam Darnold, Jalen Hurts. There's Jalen. There's Jalen sitting right there, the one they want gone. Daniel Jones, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, then Dak Prescott. Oh, man. Dak Prescott's better than Bo Nix. He's better than Daniel Jones. I think he's better than Sam Darnold.
You know why he's that far down? Because of his record.
The record.
Right. It's not about what his stats are. It's about what the record
but
is.
But if he wills that team to go, he's going to get a lot more run.
Oh, exactly.
That's what,
right.
That's what an MVP does. What MVP doesn't do is what Daniel Jones did in Kansas City.
Or the MVP was, like you would say, Sam Darnold, because I think you said Sam Darnold's got higher odds. Sam Darnold's going to crumble sooner than later. You saw it against the Rams 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, saw it at the end of the year last year in the regular season with the Vikings.
Right.
Bo Nix at plus 9,000.
Crazy.
Like he's not getting the respect. That team's damn good, but people are looking at it and saying that's the defense, not
right.
the offense.
You said
but
Justin Herbert has a higher odds than he does. Right.
Plus 7,500 for Herbert.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out because that offensive line is so banged up with the Chargers. And they got rolled by Jacksonville.
Oh, dude.
Which doesn't make any sense.
They got
rolled.
That
was one of our circa bets.
And I could not believe, because I thought, okay, to me it showed more about Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville blew that lead to the Texans. And I thought, okay, that team's just going to crumble now. And instead, they came back and they blew out the Chargers. I thought that was a really, really nice win by the Jags for not only Trevor Lawrence, but also for the coach, the old OC for the Bucks. I forgot his name. It's not Klein. But, yeah, I thought that was a really...
Oh, Cohen?
Cohen, thank you, yeah. Really good bounce-back win for the Jags.
I think, honestly, you see all these power rankings, who's the best offense, who's the MVP, we just talked about that. I think something out there that I think you could rank them, most confusing teams in the NFL, teams you don't know what you're going to get week in and week out.
Jags.
I think the Packers lead the way in that.
Oh, the Packers?
The Packers, the Jags. Chargers?
Chargers.
Because they pounded the Vikings, 37-10. Turns out the Vikings pretty much suck, too.
Oh,
that
God,
wasn't exactly
yeah.
a good win for them there.
Oh,
the Texans?
Falcons. The Falcons. I can never figure out, are they bad? Are they trash? Are they good?
They're up and down. Then they go to overtime with the Colts overseas. They're 4-17.
They get blown out by the Panthers. And then
I think Dallas, too.
Dallas could be there.
Because this resurrection they're having now with Quinton Williams and Logan Wilson. Sometimes do you ever wonder what the hell the Bengals are doing?
Dude.
Because Logan Wilson was a backup. And this guy's typically right up there. He's stud for this defense, right? But he was backing up. They got rid of Jermaine Pratt. The Bengals did, right? He goes to the Raiders. They decided they didn't want him anymore. He leads them in tackles. He goes to the Raiders. I don't know how that didn't work out. The Raiders could have used Jermaine Pratt. They released him. He signs with the Colts. And you saw how good he was in this past game. Jermaine Pratt was
everywhere.
Well,
you know why he worked out so well for the Colts? He's back with Lou.
He's back with Lou Anarumo. But he had 20 tackles in that game against the Chiefs. Jermaine Pratt was freaking everywhere. And you think about the Bengals being such a bad defense, and you look around and say, why isn't Trey Hendrickson happy? Why didn't he keep Jermaine Pratt? Why couldn't Logan Wilson?
Because we're cheap.
Why did Sam Hubbard say, I'm done?
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, all these guys and nobody plays for that team. Come up next, though, JT, the semifinalists are out for the NFL Hall of Fame. I heard an interesting debate even here yesterday. I am curious on thoughts about a certain individual if he should be in the Hall of Fame or not. We'll talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Jay Bentley, JT Noah, producing the operation. I don't know if we need traffic today, JT, do we? Man, I know we got to play it. It's sponsored and all that, but I'm hoping not to hear that any delays. I mean, come on.
That would be bad.
I mean, I know it's cold. It's a little bit colder now, but it's not raining. It's not snowing. I mean, sometimes.
No snow until Sunday, I saw. Sunday is apparently a chance of snow.
Chance of snow, they're saying, huh?
I just don't think it's going to be cold enough for it to stick. You might see white flurries coming to the ground, but it won't stick to the ground.
I actually have a hoodie on the day. I love hoodies and shorts because I tell you, I wear shorts a lot, JT.
Oh, I know from the days back then. Yep.
Yeah. If it's cold and I have pants on, it's damn cold. Now, when it's minus degrees, yeah, I will wear sweatpants or something.
You wore the sweatpants because we worked the Miami game. The playoff Miami game, you wore sweatpants in. You took them off. You said, I have to have the shorts on in here. But when we were going back outside, you're like, man, I got to put my sweatpants back on. It's too cold for my legs.
Well, they say dress just for the job you want. Well, it's kind of is, right? It's kind of how people do things. But for once, it actually felt cold enough because some of these days when it's like 50 degrees and you put a hoodie on, you would think that's hoodie weather, but it's so humid. Like, you don't want it on. Like, you do not want that hoodie on. So today's actually one of those days that feels better. And what's tomorrow? It's going to be cold, right? But yet, it's going to be colder, but yet no snow or rain or anything.
Right. Plus, you're going to be inside most of the day. You're going to be eating. You're going to be full. You're going to be warm.
Well, the thing about it is, too, when you drive somewhere, think about this. When you drive somewhere, you get 30 seconds, basically, from the parking lot inside. And then you're inside all day. So do you really need to bundle up? Need to put a big jacket on, need to put pants on, need to do all this when you're just 30 seconds in? Because if you're just going to work or whatever, what the hell's the difference?
That was literally my theory when I went to school. Everyone's like, oh my God, how are you in shorts? I'm like, dude, we're inside.
You're inside
the whole
all day. Yeah, you're outside just a little bit going to the parking lot. But you know what you do, JT? My dad always had me do this. You carry sweats or something in the car. So in case you break down or get in a wreck or something like that, you can throw the sweatpants on.
The in case of emergency sweats.
Exactly. Like Clyde Edwards-Alaire, right? Your Clyde pants.
Your Clyde
pants. In case
of
emergency, break glass.
I feel like that's more of Mitchell's role. He's more of the, oh, we got to break the glass. We got to bring him out. Clyde Edwards-Alaire is, yeah, we'll put you in the back seat. Here you go. But,
You wear shorts a lot too, though, don't you?
I used to, yes. Nowadays, I get cold real fast. When I was above the 400, I could wear shorts every day, any day. But now I've lost too much weight. Now I'm like, okay, I got to put some stuff on. Like today I'm in sweats. I will say I'm in sweats. But my arms get colder than my legs.
I mean, I think today was the coldest day. I mean, so that makes sense.
The wind makes it even colder. Like last night at our apartment.
Always windy as hell.
We heard some banging. Yeah. And I turn on my Ring doorbell and all of a sudden there's two trash cans falling down the stairs because of the wind knocking them down.
Really?
Like, oh, okay, that's what's happening. Okay.
Parks that works around here, Scott Parks, he's always wearing shorts and sweatshirt.
And those flip-flop things.
Yeah, he likes wearing those things. But it's that time of year you want to break this stuff out. And here we are at Thanksgiving, which is a little bit later this year. So you're this and you're finally knocking out, you know, stuff. But reminder, it does snow this time of year. Like the Plaza Light Ceremony tomorrow night. I can't believe I'm saying that already. Tomorrow night. Have you ever been down to that?
To what?
The Plaza Lights, the 100,000 of people that go down there to watch them turn on lights.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I've watched it. I've watched too many people. But the bottom line is, I can't believe we're already saying that. I can't believe we're already saying Christmas season starts tomorrow. The official season. I know grocery stores and everything.
Put up your stuff after Halloween or do you put up Christmas stuff after Thanksgiving?
Typically, growing up, it was always the day after Thanksgiving. That was always the day when you put up the tree, you put up decorations. It was kind of a de facto day. So
I love that.
So after Thanksgiving, although when you get older and stuff, you kind of do things when you have an opportunity to. So it might be up earlier, but it's not on yet. Maybe like a week or so. And especially Christmas lights, I would put them on earlier. Just a nice day.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When you have one of those nice days in the 60s or 70s, you'll put them up and if a couple weeks before Thanksgiving and you wait to turn them on until Thanksgiving. But as soon as Christmas is done, lights go off.
Get them down. Get them put back up. Yeah. So,
I'm not even wait till New Year's guy to take the tree down.
So the fiance is not happy with me because I told her I'm not putting anything up until after Thanksgiving. Mm. I told her, I said, hey, listen.
See, you have rules and you have standards.
Yeah. See, I told her, I said, listen, we can put it up this weekend. Sunday, we have no plans. Let's just do it there. It's going to be cold, snowy.
Perfect day.
The Chiefs don't even play. We can put them up. She goes, okay. And I'm like, we're in an apartment. It's not going to take that long to put them up. I was listening yesterday to The Drive, and CDOT had McDuffie on instead of Mahomes. And McDuffie goes, he goes, we ain't putting all our stuff up until after Thanksgiving. He goes, now
he knows.
But he goes, I did put my lights up. And so
that's fair, though, because
right.
Because if it's a nice weekend, again, you get those sometimes in November. Nice weekends.
Nice,
you do
perfect
it,
weekends where you then, can just put them up.
Yeah, and then you flip. But you don't want to be up on a ladder and stuff when it's like 25 degrees,
oh,
something like that.
No.
You want to get it done.
Like, if you were doing it yesterday, that was brutal in the afternoon. Like,
In the midday,
it was perfect. But
terrible.
But windy. In the afternoon, it got so windy. It was so weird. It was warmer when we got here yesterday morning than it was when they probably left after the drive.
It was humid. Are you one of these people that as soon as Christmas is done, you're done? Or do you wait till after New Year's? Because I think people wait until after New Year's because they're too lazy to take their stuff down. So they're like, you know, it's good on New Year's.
My parents were the lazy ones, so that stuff was up till after New Year's. But it was also because I think we would have family over for New Year's Eve, and we would kind of celebrate Christmas that night with them that we didn't celebrate
Christmas.
That's fine,
but does it go down then? Like, some people keep this crap going.
My dad's always wanting it down. My dad wants it down.
Okay,
and
good,
so he tries to get it down as fast as he can, so...
Here's the deal, JT. We're always the day after Thanksgiving and the day after Christmas, it goes down. It was that simple. Day before, day after. Now, grocery stores have had, Christmas stuff out since what? It's kind of intertwined there with Halloween stuff. Halloween stuff was out in August.
Yeah.
Forever.
I'm not a Halloween fan at all. I think it's the worst holiday.
Yeah. The candy afterwards is phenomenal.
Well, you get it the day after. It's on sale at the store.
100% you do. And now it's those Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. You had those things yet?
Yes.
I love those
Haley
things.
Thinks she needs six boxes of them.
But now they have everything, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. Because I guess these things have really become a phenomenon. I do like them. I do like the Christmas tree cakes a lot. They've always had them. It was always, they had those, the chocolate ones, and that was about it. Nowadays, you go to the store. Hell, Dusty, it was about a week or so ago, he brought in Nutty Bars, Christmas tree Nutty Bars. I don't know if you've had these things yet, but they are phenomenal. And now they have Little Debbie donuts that are Christmas tree cake donuts. They've taken that brand and blown it up. I've actually had the Christmas tree cake ice cream by
Little
Debbie.
There's ice cream?
Yeah, Little Debbie makes all their snacks into ice cream, little pints.
Yeah, well, they have honey bun donuts now,
too. I saw that.
I think they're too sweet. I tried one.
Like, I've got the Swiss cake roll. I got everything but the Christmas tree cake one. I think I had to go to Walmart to get it.
Yeah, did you know they have chocolate Christmas trees?
I saw that.
I don't know.
Now they have a whole display. They have donuts. They've got brownies. And I told you, Dusty brought in Nutty Bars. They have Christmas tree cake Nutty Bars. I'm telling you, they have everything. That brand is blown
big.
Up.
It's big.
For this time of year, boom.
But I'll say this. People think it's weird, but my favorite Little Debbie is a Star Crunch. I love a Star Crunch.
Good stuff.
I also love the
I pretty much love everything they do.
The fudge rounds. Have you ever had a fudge round?
Yeah.
Oh, I love fudge rounds. But yeah, Little Debbie can do no wrong.
Sean Barber always had those too, the Star Crunch. I think his wife made them too.
Yeah.
They're so good. Sean Barber always had those things.
Yeah. I love them.
But anyway, JT, day after and then the day after Christmas. It's like, you know, move on to the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And people get so excited about New Year's Eve. And I'm always sitting there going, I love the college football playoffs and stuff, don't get me wrong. But I'm like sitting here going, why am I celebrating tax season? Like, enough of this. Because we got to pay in Missouri, you got to pay personal property.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, it's bad timing. You pay before December 31st, so you're out, you know, hundreds of bucks right there at the holidays for paying your personal property. So it's in Missouri what they do. And then, of course, you got tax season to get your stuff gathered for. So I never really celebrated New Year's. I call it amateur night, New Year's Eve.
I remember it was a big thing when I was younger. Like, you're like, yeah, the parents let me stay up till midnight. Let's go. And now you're like, all right, when's the football game coming back on tomorrow?
But it's always amateur night, right? Because people that don't normally drink or party go out and drink and party. And the problem is, those that do and those that are drinkers or partiers, they have to babysit the people just doing it a couple nights a year, like amateur nights.
Yep, that is true. Those are amateur nights. It's crazy. I stay inside. Usually the when I was living with my parents, we would play like Monopoly.
Yeah.
And because it's a long game, so it'll work out.
It's like a USC Seton Hall game.
Basketball. Basketball version.
It just never ends. Here's the text line, 816. My wife bought a 4-pack at Sam's Club yesterday of the Christmas tree cake. I assume Christmas tree cakes, not Christmas trees.
I'm if sure. She bought a 4-pack of Christmas trees, oh boy.
I used to have two back in the married days.
You would have two Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Wow.
One for Hallmark ornaments, like upstairs, like the adult stuff.
Okay.
And then one, like in the man cave, with just all
Chiefs.
Like Chiefs, Royals, like going back to 1985, like that ball of world champions. I mean, just old school stuff, man.
What is
and ESPN ornaments and college football, just all sports crap.
Hey, the 816, what do you mean tonight is amateur night?
Not tonight. Tonight's not amateur night. I guess it could be because it's what Drinksgiving. People go out and drink beer.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Yeah, they go out and mingle with their
college
friends.
I thought it was meaning tonight was amateur night because people are getting their last-minute Thanksgiving shopping done.
No.
Like, oh, we got to get the last-minute food.
No, I consider New Year's Eve and St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day, bad.
Because the people never drink. They decide to go out and drink that day. They're not true pros.
Nope.
But they take 2 days and they go out and do it. So, yes, the tonight's one of those nights for the bars.
Yep.
Where the college kids goes, I get it, man. You go to college, you're in the military, you come back, and you
did
go out
you
and
ever
have
do
fun.
Friendsgiving?
I understand it. I've never done Friendsgiving because I never had friends.
Oh, okay. All right. You didn't take them to Hy-Vee gas station and get them?
No. I mean, I got friends. Dad always told me, and he's passed away, but Dad always told me, he says, you need six friends. And I go, why six? He was enough to carry your casket. So you need six friends.
Okay. I don't
it's
got six.
Bed, but it's what he said.
I think I've got plenty of friends.
You need people to carry your casket if that's the direction you go.
Right.
So you need at least six, JT.
Need six.
Maybe coworkers have to step in. Anyway, I was going to talk about the Hall of Fame, but we got busy talking about Christmas tree cakes, which is fine. It's the day before Thanksgiving. You can talk about this crap. This is when you do it, and JT and
no
I
one
back.
Is going to care.
We'll be back on Black Friday talking all college and pro football with you, specifically that Chiefs-Cowboys game on Friday. But coming up next, the Hall of Fame voting came out. I heard one guy debate it. I'm curious on the text line, 913-586-7965, the J Southland Tow Service text line, and phone calls as well. Eli Manning. The name Eli Manning is a semifinalist for the second time. Should he be in or out? I've heard people debate this. I debated this last year. I heard this debate on this radio station yesterday. Talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.